dancing before I have to talk is a bad idea. The time is 6:08 in the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at koop.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show! Radio's Hour of Unspeakable Power. My name is David Hotta.
And my name is Mac Blake, and this is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's show, the phone number is 472-5667. Once more time, 472-KOOP. If somebody said something on the show, it's their opinions. Nobody else's. That makes sense, right?
It's there.
Yeah, it is there. Home. Crack-a-da-lack-a-da-doo. How's it going, David Hotta?
Bing, bang, ding, dang, it's doing, I'm doing great, Mac.
By the way, speaking of that, did you see that Joe Buck show this week?
No, but I heard about it.
Okay, so apparently a sportscaster, former Budweiser pitchman, Joe Buck.
That's right.
HBO has given him his own show where he tries to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
And so Artie Lang came on the show.
Who was also trying to be funny?
Yeah, exactly. Is there a way to, you know, not be funny and swear all the time and just be a giant train wreck of a human? That's what I will do.
Yep.
He's like, he's Howard Stern's, like, you know, one of those.
His crony.
Yeah, exactly. His drunk crony.
Yeah.
And so he went on the show and surprise, surprise, was really filthy.
Okay.
And I was like, well, that makes sense, you know. You know, it's like that fable about the scorpion on the space shuttle. Killed all the astronauts. You knew what it was when you brought it on board.
That's right. Why did you bring the scorpion on board?
Exactly.
If you knew it was a scorpion.
But here's what made me mad. The other guests on that show, Paul Rudd.
Oh.
Comedy gold.
Yeah.
Jason Sudeikis, rising star.
Yeah.
The fact that he took airtime away from them.
Yeah. That stinks.
Yeah. Exactly.
And so now everybody's got this bad impression of this Joe Buck show that could bring in the likes of a Paul Rudd and Jason Sudeikis because they're like, I don't want to watch that Artie Lang show.
Yeah, exactly.
He's so filth mouth.
Yeah, you ruined two of America's treasures, Paul Rudd, Jason Sudeikis. What did we just hear, David Hotta?
We heard The Records from their hit single from many, many years ago. That was Starry Eyes.
And before that, we heard Jenny Lewis with the Watson Twins with Rise Up With Fist off her album Rabbit Fur Coat. You know, she is playing at Stubbs.
That is correct.
This Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like tickets, David?
Are you kidding me? I would love tickets.
You can't have tickets.
Aww.
Because you're a co-op DJ.
Oh.
But I got a pair of passes to give away right now. 472-KOOP.
Are we just giving them away? Or
yeah,
do you
wanna... sure. Why okay. not? We'll harass people.
Okay.
What do you want to do?
Maybe do the Mascot Wedding Ticket Interview.
Mascot Wedding Ticket Interview. I'd love it. So Jenny Lewis, front lady for Rilo Kiley. Is that correct?
That's correct.
With the Heartless Bastards, Monday, June 22nd at Stubbs Outdoors. Tickets are available online at frontgatetickets.com. Doors at 7 p.m. Call right now, 472.
Yep. And I believe she's
6-6-7.
She is the new front woman for Lords of Acid, if I'm not mistaken.
You might be mistaken.
No, I'm pretty sure I'm spot on this one.
Really?
Yeah, Lords of Acid featuring Jenny Lewis.
I heard the Mentors were going to go back together.
Hmm, wow.
Yeah, I heard G.G. Allen's old band, the Texas Nazis.
See, I thought it was going to be the Murder Junkies.
Oh, no, it's the Texas Nazis.
Okay.
And, since G.G. Allen is dead.
Yeah, since he replaced her
with brother. Oh, you know what? We got to really fix that.
Yeah, we really do.
There we go. All right, you want to take line one or two?
Ooh, let's go two on this one.
Two?
Yeah.
All right. KOP, you're on the air.
Hi, I was wondering if you gave away those tickets yet.
I have not. What's your caller? What's your name, caller?
Right on. Michael.
Michael, before you get these tickets, you have to submit to a Mascot Winning Ticket Interview. How do you feel about that?
Have to submit to a what?
Oh, already off to a bad start.
Bad start. A Mascot Wedding Ticket Interview. How do you feel about that?
Mascot Wedding Ticket Interview. Sure.
Sure, huh?
Sure.
Michael, my finger's on the hang-up button right now. It is hovering over it.
Yeah, I don't know where you're from. Probably some sort of slum, but we say yes, sir, around here.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you're probably laughing at something funny you heard earlier. So, Michael, what part of town are you calling from?
South side.
04?
No, just a little further south of 04 at 4-5.
Oh, nice. 4-5. I know it well.
Yeah. What are you doing today? What are you up to?
I just got done swimming some laps and about to go to work.
Oh, where do you work?
Cap City Comedy Club.
Oh, funny man.
Yeah.
Who's headlining tonight at the Cap City? Is it Hal Sparks?
Hal Sparks, yeah.
That's right, of Talk Soup fame.
Yes, of Spider-Man 3 fame.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
Queer as Folk.
I had no idea he was in Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, he was the guy in the elevator that was checking out Spider-Man.
Yeah,
but no, that was Spider-Man 2.
Was it Spider-Man 2?
Yeah, because Joel McHale was also in that.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, weird. All right, so you're off to a huge, horrible start, Michael.
Oh, man, wow.
It's okay. You got room to rally. It's okay.
All right.
Do you have a question for Michael?
Yes, I do. Michael, what was the last show you went to?
Oh, wow. Aside from South by Southwest?
Yes.
I think it was Jenny Lewis last year.
So if you go to this concert,
uh-huh.
This musical concert, and let's say the music starts to move you, do you have like a concert style? Do you just like tap your foot? Or are you going to sway?
I usually sway.
You sway?
Yeah.
Do you ever think you might approach a bounce at any point during the show?
Probably not, but my girlfriend most likely will.
Okay.
Does she appear weak in your eyes when she does that?
No, not at all. She's enjoying herself. She's right on.
So, Michael, will you be bringing your beloved to the show with you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Will that in any way hinder your chances of picking up ladies at the show?
She shares.
Gross.
Give him the tickets.
All right. Hey, Michael, we'll give you the tickets.
I appreciate it, man.
If you could stay on the line, and we'll play some music here.
All right. Thanks.
And, don't go anywhere. We'll be back with some more Mascot Wedding Show right after what, David?
I don't know. What are you playing?
Oh, you want me to play something?
I don't have anything queued up. I'll queue something.
No, that's all right. After some Dirty Projectors, our Mascot Wedding Show after this. That was the voice of Rick Daddy, I believe, from his show, Rick Daddy's Good Time Jamacopia.
Yep.
Is that the name of it?
It was before. I don't know what it is now.
Yeah, he might have changed it.
Because I think he had some legal entanglements with Jamacopia, the preserves bar that just opened up.
Which, that is tasty stuff.
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of, like, jelly shots.
Well, you're missing out.
Yeah.
Where's some Jamacopia? We just heard the Dirty Projectors. Cannibal Resource off of their latest album, Bitta Orca. Yep, back with more Mascot Wedding Show.
Yes.
How's your week, David?
My week sucks. I'll tell you what. Like, if ever there was a weekend that I was really looking forward to, it was this weekend because I was just miserable and exhausted all week. Like, I was at work and I could barely stay awake. I found myself on websites a lot, just reading news. It was boring. I'm glad.
What kind of news were you reading?
like movie news. I
checked the movie sites quite a bit. I haven't really found one I really like. Because I hate Ain't It Cool News.
Of course. Oh my God.
Yeah. I wish everyone who's on there who has a registered username that their computers would blow up.
Yeah. I wish there was like some sort of Videodrome thing that just could get sent through the computer and eat them.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah.
But I'm just work is work. It sort of takes its toll on you. Just like reading up on movie sites and I'll talk about this. One of the websites I go to, they report on like movies in production or movies that are getting greenlit, stuff like that.
Huh, that's weird. Go ahead.
Yes, most natural conversation ever. But a lot of the movies getting made these days are properties. They're things that have existed that are getting turned into movies and like products, like toys and stuff and books.
You know, all it takes is sort of one property where you're like, oh, really? To be a success. And next thing you know, people just snatching stuff up.
Yeah.
Like superheroes, like even if they have zero fan following.
Yeah.
The fact that they made a successful movie about Pirates of the Caribbean, an amusement park ride.
Yeah.
Properties going left and right.
Open the door for they made the Country Bears movie. And then I was like, okay.
Yeah, and then this blows my mind. Like Transformers and G.I. Joe.
They're toys. Yeah, they made a movies.
They had cartoons about them. There was a comic book, some great comic books, G.I. Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Give a shout out to my brother, Larry Hama. Awesome comics, G.I. Joe comics he wrote. But Or Hama? Whatever, who cares?
It was Hama.
But yeah, now they're like people buying like toy properties, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like or optioning them to make a movie.
Yeah. Let me run down some of the movies that are getting made or that are, you know, have been optioned to get made.
Uh-huh.
Stretch Armstrong.
What's the plot there?
I don't know. It's, yeah, just a guy who can stretch. And that's it.
I want to
kids pull on him.
Yeah, I want to be at these meetings too because you know that they're like, they think these are like A-list properties. You know they do. Because they're like talking like, oh, Stretch Armstrong. I can see Jim Carrey in this real easy.
It's a great vehicle for McConaughey.
Yeah.
We can get McConaughey. Hey, all right, I'm stretching. Like that's, yeah, there you go. Boom, there's the poster right there.
Just keep stretching. S-T-R etching. That's right.
But yeah, like board games are getting made into movies. Ridley Scott, director of Gladiator and Alien and all these nifty movies, he wants to make a Monopoly movie. How do you do that?
Is it like Wall Street starring a little man in a top hat?
Yeah, exactly. You've been bought out, sir. By whom? An iron. I don't know. Yeah, like, what else is good?
Greed is good, Scotty Dog. Come on, Giant Thimble. Greed is good for Monopoly Land.
And it's so weird to see like the names attached. Aaron Sorkin wants to make a movie about Facebook.
OMFG.
How do you Aaron do that? Aaron Sorkin. To steal some Facebook parlance. OMFG.
Was there really that much drama in the creation of Facebook?
I think there's a lot of drama in the lives of Facebook users.
So it's not about the creation of Facebook.
I don't know. I have no idea what they can do with it.
I got an idea. The Facebook murders.
Which actually, that would if you make an entire like romantic comedy based on someone changing their status in Facebook, where they go from being in a relationship to single, and the surprising amount of dramatic weight around that.
What if he changes the relationship status from in relationship to dead? The Facebook murders. I would love to see somebody not get the rights to something, but still want to make the movie. It's like, I'm sorry, Craigslist is just doesn't want that kind of publicity right now. And then like you come with this movie, Craigslist.
I'm pushing forward with it.
Yeah, anyway.
I've already written the log line. Where's Waldo has been optioned for a movie.
Yeah.
Is it going to be an IMAX? Is it just going to be like a big screen and like, you have 20 seconds.
Yeah. Find him.
Unless they make it like Munich or something. And like, you have to find Waldo. That would kind of be awesome.
Oh, people's body parts hanging from the ceiling?
Yes.
Like, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? Why? Because she's melting people's faces off. This movie just got real.
So here's my question.
Yeah.
And it's pretty much a question of, you know, my life so far. Where's my million? Where's my fortune that these people are like, because you know what? One of those movies is going to get made and make a lot of money somehow. Like, how come I can't do that? How come I can't buy a property? Like, just buy something really. There's got to be something like a bargain property, like something on the cheap. And we just buy it and develop it and turn it into a movie.
Yeah, but like, I mean, even Rubik's Cube, I remember back in the day, had a cartoon show based on it.
Yeah.
Which that is pretty tough. Like it's like Rubik's Cube was like alive, like its name was Rubik, and it could like transform into stuff like a car.
Really?
Yeah, and it had a face and feet.
That's crazy. That was like
it was crazy.
That was at the top of my option list. I was like, nobody's gonna want to buy Rubik's Cube the property.
What if you're like an iPhone the property?
Ah, see, there you go.
What if it was a magical iPhone?
What if How so?
A lightning bolt hit it.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's obvious. I know how it got to be magical.
And it's got a magical app that has to get to Washington, D.C. before the Blackberries come or something. I hate myself right now.
No, there's something there.
But, you know, I think you're going. I think you should come up with the other way. but hold on. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
So you said, where's your million? So what do you want to do? You want to go find some stupid product?
Yeah.
License it.
I want to flip a property.
If you want, oh, okay. There you go. Like, what are you thinking about?
I want to buy low, sell high. I don't. There's got to be something out there that's just really Don't Wake Daddy. Like,
Don't Wake Daddy would be awesome.
Can we make a movie about Don't Wake Daddy?
I could see like a little kid like singing that in a ghost voice, like Don't Wake Daddy, and then like you know, Daddy's a murderer. Why am I always?
Why are all of these horror movies? I thought it'd be like a delightful child romp where it's like, oh no, we have to make a sandwich before Daddy wakes up. And then, like,
why? Daddy doesn't like sandwiches?
Well, he doesn't want you eating past 11 o'clock.
So, what happens when he wakes up? He's mad, though, right?
If he wakes up.
Plus, you're probably using a knife to spread some spread on, right?
Nobody's getting murdered with this
knife. Oh, I think he is. There's a reason you don't want to wake daddy.
All right, look, I've got about $100 in my bank account.
Yeah.
Do you think that's enough to buy the property, Don't Wake Daddy?
See, I think the second, I think it's ruined already. You really have to find something that is in a category that has not yet been licensed. Because as soon as, like, you know.
Oh, so you want to go, like, outside of stuff that's already been.
I think you have to, because I think, like, these damn Milton Bradley people. I think, you know, as soon as they heard, they're like, what? Yeah. Like, you know, Monopoly's been optioned. Like, they're just sitting there waiting for that phone to ring so they can get their payday.
Yeah.
I think you got to go, like, off the grid a little bit, like gum.
Okay. Like Fruit Stripes the
movie. Bubbalicious the movie. Yeah. Who do you say? John Bubbalicious.
Bubbalicious the movie. How would that work?
Actually, see, you know, you're asking me, but I'm always going, like, my first guess was this.
Somebody's getting murdered. Someone's getting gum shoved down their throat.
Close. That, like, Joe Bubbalicious was in all this stuff, like the guy that was in Hogan's Heroes. What was the name of that movie?
Bob Crane in the autofocus.
Autofocus, that's right.
So Joe Bubbalicious is some sort of smut maven?
Exactly. Willem Dafoe is choking him out while he does his business.
You just bit off more than you could chew, Bubbalicious.
Yeah, exactly. It's bubble gum, not chewing gum, and then he stabs him.
Let's open this up, 472-5667.
You know, we should mention, you said you were looking at this stuff at work.
Yeah.
I don't know if we've talked about this on air. Where are you working these days, David?
Oh, I slipped up.
You've been working for like a solid like 2 weeks now.
Yeah, I'm back at International Tomato.
He's back working with me at International Tomato at Silicon Valley.
Because look, I really don't want to talk about it because it's like going back to a lover who cheated on you.
Why is it like that? Look, I mean, your last steady job, Austin Amick and Futon store burned down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was about a year ago. Yeah.
And then,
and I've been delivering pizzas ever since.
And your hours are, you know, in flux with that all the time.
Yeah, and I'm not making good money at pizza. And it's just, you know, I'm a grown man. I shouldn't be delivering pizzas.
Yeah, and you had to, well, no offense to.
Well, no, oh my God, no, of course not. But, you know, I thought.
You're doing the Lord's work.
Yeah. You know, I thought I had something lined up better at Austin Hammock and Futon. It burns down. So I went back to International Tomato.
You know, yeah, you did have to swallow your pride a little bit.
I did. Because Mr. Gomez would not let a lot of the stuff I said go.
That's true. No, you were very, you weren't so much mean as just honest with him.
I was very happy to be out of there when I left.
Yeah.
Let me put it that way.
You kind of laid some things on the table. Mm-hmm.
A lot of MFs.
Some of the higher ups didn't really appreciate that.
No.
But the one you had the biggest beef with is dead. So I don't really think it matters.
That's true. No, the guy who hired me is dead. But look, I feel bad about that too. I kind of, it's awkward now. It's awkward that he is not there anymore.
Well, we've had some time to get over it. I mean, I don't want to seem insensitive to the family of Leo Snackwood, but, you know, like he had a full life and he died doing what he loves.
Yeah, but I sort of feel responsible about that. I was the one who.
Why? You weren't the shark.
I recommended the shark expedition. I said, hey, you want a good anniversary present? Go on a shark expedition.
I don't think anyone holds that. No one at all mentioned.
Maybe it's just in my head. Maybe
it's completely in your head because it's, you know, as soon as Leo Snackwood got killed by that shark, no one was like, oh, David Hata, he's the guy.
I know.
I don't want to seem insensitive, you know.
No, and look, either. Trust me.
Sorry, you, Paul, if any of the Snackwood family is listening, of course, you have my deepest sympathies.
Of course.
But it's been like 2 years.
It's been a while. So I'm back at International Tomato.
Yeah, there you go.
And it's out there now. So if anybody wants to call and make fun of me for going back.
Oh, come on. You know, the economy is what it is. You gotta get Pizzaid as.
That's right. as nobody says.
As nobody ever says.
Yeah, just like 1997 said, you gotta get Pizzaid.
1997's calling and wants to rock with us. All night. That was from 1997, right?
That's. You know what? It's all just a big blur.
When did that Scream song come out?
Scream. Oh, the Michael Jackson one with the $1 million video?
Yeah, what was it?
Oh, it was the most expensive video ever made.
$1 million.
It was like $4.2 million actually, something like that.
Wow.
Yeah. And it all shows on the screen. With
that's right.
Those rich blacks and whites.
Mark Romanek, I believe, directed that.
I believe. Maybe? Yeah. Sure.
I want to say so. He's done some good stuff.
Is it on his DVD?
I don't know. I don't have that DVD.
Nobody does.
Oh.
I think everybody bought the Spike Jonze.
Uh-huh.
And
Michelle Gondry.
And then just stopped.
Somebody corrected me the other day. I was like, oh, Michelle Gondry. He's like, it's Michelle Gondry. Like in that tone of voice, I was like, oh, is it now?
How is that a correction?
I don't know.
You might have just been tired when you said it.
You mean Michael Gondry?
Yeah, exactly.
Welcome to America. And then I blew him away with an Uzi.
I'm gonna go eat later. I'm gonna go to Sbarro. It's Sbarro.
How about that right there?
Sbarro the movie?
Yes. I mean, has there been like a restaurant option for a movie?
No, there hasn't.
McDonald's the movie.
Which brings the question, how come Medieval Times hasn't been a movie yet?
Ooh, actually, you know what? That wouldn't be a bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really surprised. Like all the sort of like, you know, like John needed a summer job. I think I'm going to go work for you, Dad. Sorry, John, no can do. I think Medieval Times is hiring. And then, like, you know, he goes and works for, like, Medieval Times.
And, like, he's in the back room with, like, why is this door stuck? And then he opens it up and he gets sucked in to Medieval Times.
Oh, you know what? Ed Helms is writing a movie.
That's right.
I would never want to write, but I really want to go see. And it's about a group of Civil War reenactors.
Mm-hmm.
They get sucked back into the Civil War. And I hope that, you know, gets past the script stage. And
isn't he also in a movie? The one with, it's John Cusack and like two other people. It's a Hot Tub Time Machine.
You gotta be kidding me.
Did you hear about that one?
No.
Okay, I'm not making this up. I'm not funning you.
I totally thought you were funning me. I was like, is this a bit? Because I don't know where you're going with
it. No, it's like three high school buddies. They get together and sort of reminisce about old times. And they're hanging out in a hot tub, which through some fluke, I believe lightning perhaps, enables them to travel through time.
In a hot tub?
In a hot tub.
Wow. Did so Will Ferrell win a bet?
So I ask again, where's my fortune? Yeah. How hard is this?
Barrel of Monkeys.
Barrel of Monkeys, yeah.
You know what?
I thought we were staying away from games.
You know, we are staying away from games.
Look, I'll do a game. That's fine.
That's another proven winner. It's just take a pass formula and just completely, like Jumanji.
Mm-hmm.
There's that other movie, like I almost called it. I think it's Zarathustra. I almost said Zarathustra, but that would be
Zarathustra. Yeah, that was actually. Did you ever see that movie?
I did.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It was okay.
You're listening to Movie Chat.
It's got Kristen Stewart in it for all you Twilight kids out there.
I believe they're what are the Twiheads?
Really?
They call themselves something stupid.
Lisa from the Clear Spot just walked in with a Slurpee.
Oh, that looks good.
Slurpee the movie. Who would star in... What would be the plot of Slurpee the movie?
Slurpee the movie. Here we go. Slurpee the movie.
I'm going to throw out some actors, and you'll have to put them in Slurpee the movie.
Okay, go ahead.
Jonah Hill.
Okay.
Ian McShane.
From Deadwood?
Yes.
Okay.
And love interest, like Catherine Keener.
Whose love interest?
I don't know.
Here we go.
You tell me. Plotibus.
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 The not too distant future.
This is Slurpee the movie.
After some sort of nuclear holocaust.
Oh, no. I knew it.
Yeah. The post-apocalyptic. Everybody's struggling to live, struggling to survive. People don't have much for sustenance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can't just can't live off of tree bark.
That's right. The farms have been irradiated. Yeah. What can grow in the future?
Yeah, but they also need something more substantial than water, something to lift their spirits and nourish them at the same time.
Times are tough when you really just need a spark from somewhere.
Exactly. So Jonah Hill, comes up with Slurpee. It's this brand new sort of beverage food thing.
What if he's sorting through some rubble,
mm-hmm.
And he like you know there's a 7-Eleven intact. It somehow survived Judgment Day.
Okay.
And the Slurpee machine still works.
Okay.
But these post-apocalyptic people, they love the Slurpee, can't get enough.
No, here we go. Because I'll tell you who doesn't like it.
Yeah.
The Emperor of Post-America.
Ooh.
Ian McShane. But you know who does like it? And Jonah Hill.
Yeah.
The First Lady, Catherine Keener.
Oh, my gosh. And so wait. She's Ian McShane's bride?
Yeah.
But she's got the hots for Jonah Hill and his powerful Slurpee.
Exactly.
Empire.
Yes. The beverage, Slurpee.
We got to call up 7-Eleven right now and get this, represent them.
Surely Craig 7-Eleven is listening. And the owner of 7-Eleven.
You mean Craig 7 and his business partner?
That's right.
Sebastian 11.
Sebastian 11.
Miko 7. I'm a Mikos.
Sebastian, I have heard on radio.
Oh, boy.
You were born in this country, Mikos.
The rails. You got a song queued up here, buddy?
Tell me what number I have. I
forget. 20?
I do have a song queued up. No. I got it. The Turtles.
Let me double check. the Turtles. You got lucky. What's the song?
Me About You off the Happy Together album.
Wow.
Oh, now what, son? Now what?
Back with some more Mascot Wedding Show after this. Not really the hot start I was hoping for, David.
Sorry. Perhaps another time or maybe another place could have eased my mind. Would have never seen your face or heard about you. But now you call my name in your reality. Though it's hard to explain, I know I'll never be without you.
Back with the Mascot Wedding Show. Oh, we got a caller. Let's take this real quick. KOP, you are on the air.
Hey, what are you doing?
Doing a radio show. What's your name, caller?
Serious?
Yeah.
Hello? You know who this is? Yeah.
Oh, wait, I know who this is.
Yeah, it's Calvin, your brother.
Yeah, it's my brother Calvin calling the show. How are you, dude?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm kind of busy doing the show, but, you know, I'm doing good.
Yeah. What are you doing?
I'm doing the radio show. I just told you 5 seconds ago.
Oh, really? You're still doing that?
Yeah.
I thought you had to be in college to do those shows.
Nah, it's not a college station. It's a community radio station. Anyone, you know, volunteers and trains can have a show. You don't have to be in college.
Oh, well, that's cool. What is your show?
Are you serious? It's on right now, Calvin. It's been on every Saturday for almost 2 years, and you're on it right now. You're talking on the radio.
Oh, I'm on it right now. Okay. That's neat. All right. So so what are you doing?
Oh, my God, Calvin. Jeez.
I know you're doing your radio show.
You're
right
obviously
now.
Not listening to it.
No, I mean, in general, how are you? How's life going?
Yeah, it's going great. You know, and I really appreciate you calling the show, but, you know, I'm busy doing it right now. If you want to talk after the show, I can give you a call then.
What time does the show end?
Oh, it ends at 7 o'clock, you know, so I can call you back in, you know, about 15, 20 minutes, if that's all right.
Okay, well, what are you doing after the show? I mean, do you have plans?
I really don't know right now. I haven't really thought of any plans.
You want to get dinner?
Wait, you mean like tonight?
Yeah, tonight. Let's get dinner.
Well, you know, I don't know about tonight. I'm going to see you tomorrow anyway for Father's Day, right? You going to be in town still? Not leaving town?
No, I don't know if I'm going. I already gave Dad his present.
Oh, yeah? What'd you get him?
I got him some lingerie for Mom.
Wait. You know what? Never mind.
Oh, come on. No,
I didn't say anything.
Yeah,
right.
But you were about to.
Yeah, believe me. I was, but, you know, I don't want to... I don't even say another word about it, if that's all right.
I don't like your tone. You're all holier than yow.
Wait, I'm all what?
You sound holier than yow.
You mean, like, holier than thou?
No, it's yow. They spelled it the same back then. They spelled it Y-O-U, but they pronounced it yow because it was fancier to say it that way back then.
I don't know where you're getting your information. You know what? I'm just going to let you keep on thinking that, if that's what you want to think.
So what time do you want to get dinner?
Calvin, I'm really sorry. I don't think I'm going to drive all the way down to San Antonio tonight, though.
What if I were to come up to see you? I mean, you still live in Sunken Valley, right?
Yeah, of course. But, you know, you don't have to do that. You know, that's a nice gesture, but we could just
meet I already did it. I'm here.
You're in Sunken Valley.
Yeah. I just drove in.
Oh, wow. I was not expecting that.
Yeah, well, I wanted to surprise you.
Okay, well, mission accomplished because I am surprised.
Okay, so we're having dinner.
We can have dinner. Yeah, sure. I mean, it'd be nice to catch up, just, you know, as brothers.
Yeah, great. Okay, so I'll meet you at the restaurant when you're done with the show.
Sure. Okay, yeah.
Okay. Listen, have you ever heard of Los Quesos? How is that place?
Los Quesos? You don't want to go there.
Why not?
Because they were kind of in the news a lot recently.
Why? For being prejudiced?
What? Why was that the first thing you thought of for being in the news?
I don't know, because that's how they are.
Wait, that's how who are Los Quesos? You never even heard of them.
Oh, you know.
No, I don't know.
Oh, all right, well, forget it, okay? Just forget it.
Okay.
All right, so I just pulled into the parking lot of Los Quesos.
All right, I guess you have your heart set on Los Quesos. I guess that's where we'll go.
What? I mean, you said they weren't prejudiced.
I didn't say anything about them being
so they are prejudiced.
I don't know. I don't know if they what they are. You know, I just know that maybe we should pick another restaurant. You know,
we can't.
Well, sure we can. I mean, there's other stuff open.
No, I mean we can't.
Why can't we?
Because I already told someone I'd meet her here.
Wait, her? Who are you meeting there?
Some girl. You don't know her.
Calvin, you tell me right now, are you setting me up for something?
No, I'm not setting you up.
All right, promise me, Calvin, all right? Promise me this isn't some sort of setup. Like, you're not setting me up like on a date, are you?
I'm setting myself up.
What?
I'm going on a blind date.
Really?
Yeah.
Look, that's great. That is great, Calvin.
Really? You're not mad?
No, I'm not mad. I think it's really good that, you know, you're getting back out there. Who's this girl you're meeting?
Oh, you don't know her.
Well, I know I don't know her. Man, tell me what she's like, though. You know, where'd you meet her?
I don't know. I don't know if I want to tell you.
Oh, come on.
I met her online.
So? I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, you know? Did you meet her on one of those dating websites?
I guess so. I mean, you know. It was a site called SheHarmony.
I think you mean eHarmony.
No. This site was just girls on it.
Wait, so just girls, no guys?
Yeah.
Well, I don't get it. How do the girls pick who? I mean, is it... Sounds like a lesbian site. Why are you on there?
No. Wait, no.
So,
I mean,
how do the girls pick who they want to see if there are no guys represented?
Well, I mean, they're not there to get married or nothing. They just want to sort of be taken out and, you know, have someone show them a good time.
Huh. SheHarmony. So you found someone you liked?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, does she have a name?
Yeah, she does. Her name is Sapphire.
Sapphire.
Yeah, you know, like the American Gladiator.
Yeah. Hey, Calvin, have you spoken to Sapphire yet? You know, like on the phone?
Oh, yeah, a few times.
And these calls, were they family-friendly phone calls?
Oh, gee, I don't know. I mean, that's kind of personal, you know?
Really? You know, because I've never known you to be embarrassed easily.
I mean, well, look, I know, you know, sometimes when I'm on the phone with her, you know, things get a little messy.
That's it. Thank you. Okay, that is all I wanted to know.
I mean, sometimes, you know, I just like to get in the groove.
You know? All right, okay. You know, I'm getting the picture there, Calvin. We're still on the radio.
Oh my God! Why didn't you take me off the air?
You called me during the show.
Oh, that's how you're doing your show right now.
Oh my God, Calvin.
Mac, listen to me. Listen to me, good.
I'm listening.
I think I'm in love. And look, I want you to meet her because, you know, you're my best friend.
Well, you know, that's pretty sweet of you, Calvin, you know? Yeah, I would love to meet her.
Okay, yeah, well, good.
Yeah, all right.
Hey, listen, can you be my wingman, too?
Your wingman? Why would you need a wingman?
Well, because she's bringing a friend.
Oh, okay, so you are setting me up.
No, I didn't mean to, okay? But she said, she came as a set. It was a two-for-one package deal.
Wait, so she's bringing her friend... And yeah. You want me to entertain her?
Yeah.
Why couldn't you ask? I mean, you must have like a million loser friends who would do this for you.
Oh, I don't have loser friends. Come on, like who?
Like that guy you hang out with, Nick. What about Nick?
Oh, you mean Donkey Boy?
Donkey Boy. Is that what Nick likes to be called?
No, I mean that's what the ladies call him.
They do not.
It's true.
Is there a clean explanation for why he's called Donkey Boy?
Yes, there is.
Oh, well, what is it?
Okay, well, check this out. One time we were at this club hitting on some primo mamacitas.
Gross.
And this group of girls starts calling him DB.
And that stands for Donkey Boy.
I guess so. I mean, what else could it possibly stand for?
Wait, are you really asking me?
No, I'm not asking you.
No.
I think I know the answer.
Okay.
Anyway, so he can't do it because he has his kid for the weekend.
Wait, Nick has a kid?
Yeah, it kind of caught us all by surprise.
How old is Nick?
I don't want to say.
No, because if I remember, he's kind of young, isn't he?
He's 19.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That's fine.
He's got to celebrate his kid's 5th birthday.
Oh, gross.
What? Come on.
Well, you know what? I'm glad that Nick is helping out with the kid.
Okay, so you'll do it?
Do what? Be your wingman?
Come on, be a pal.
What do I have to do?
Nothing. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do. Just talk to her and stuff while I get to know Sapphire.
And what is this other girl's name?
Who, your girlfriend?
That's how about my date. Can we start there? If you even want to call it that, what is her name? Her friend's name, yeah, not my girlfriend.
Right. Her name's Destiny.
Destiny.
Yeah, you got a date with Destiny, huh?
Yeah, wow, you're really selling me now.
Yeah.
I gotta admit.
Hey, Mac.
Yeah, what is it?
Can you do me one more favor?
maybe, you know, depending on what it is.
Well, can you bring your checkbook?
Wow. Calvin, you're really asking a lot from me here, you know?
Come on, friend.
Look, I know it's been a rough year for you, you know?
Yeah.
Mandy left you and you lost your job at that toll booth.
Well, no, I didn't lose it. I mean, it's just until the trial is over.
Yeah, I know, okay.
And don't forget that Jack Bauer almost died.
Well, I know. This season of 24 took a lot out of you.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah, I'd be happy to pay for dinner. You know, that's fine.
Oh, no. I've got dinner covered. Don't you worry about that.
Then why would you need me to bring my checkbook?
Because Sapphire said I needed to bring a checkbook. I don't know.
Why is Sapphire telling you to bring a checkbook?
She just said I needed to. Okay? She said I needed a checkbook if I wanted to experience her.
What do you mean, experience her?
You know, like a girlfriend?
I knew it.
What?
You hired a prostitute.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I kind of did.
Oh, I knew it. You were gross.
Wait. No, I didn't. No.
Oh, wait. No, you admitted it. You already said that you hired...
I hired 2 prostitutes.
Oh, of course. You know, how could I forget about Destiny?
She was for you, though.
Oh, you know what? I didn't... Who said I wanted one?
Wingman!
No, that is... I can't believe you... You know, this is on the air. You're calling up with this stuff. This is embarrassing.
Wait, this is on the air?
Calvin, I told you like 3 times. No, but seriously, this... You don't need... Why are you even... This is... You don't even need to be doing that.
Okay, well, I can't do it alone.
Well, I would...
So I'll see you there?
No! I'm getting as far away from Los Quesos as I possibly can.
Come on, I'll buy you dinner.
All right, I'm hanging up on you now.
Wait. Oh, actually, you know what? I think I see them. I think they're pulling into the parking lot.
All right, goodbye, Calvin.
Hold on. I think they're with someone.
All right, goodbye, Calvin. Do not...
Oh, man. Oh. He is big.
Well, okay. If I was you, I would just leave.
Wait a second. I think I know him. Hey, Don!
Calvin? Oh, awesome. That is awesome. That's my brother, everybody. You know? We're all embarrassed by our family. Although, I appreciate it if he wouldn't. You know, that was on the air. That wasn't really cool. And for people who think that I'm going to Los Quesos as soon as this show is over, trust me, that is not going to be the case. Oh, boy. All right. Well, you know what, folks? We're wrapping up here on the Mascot Wedding Show. For more information about the show, for our podcasts, archives, things about side projects, night jobs, you may visit mascotwedding.com, which is switching servers this week. So mascotwedding.wordpress.com, there's a link on it for the older archives. Anywho, make sure you stay tuned for a Clear Spot here on Co-op's Saturday Showdown lineup. And we are closing out the show with Halo of Flies with I'm Clean off of their album Music for Insect Minds. Let's go, Wedding Show.